You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Archie McGregor has been running marathons to raise money for RNIB since 2005 and has recently completed his 20th marathon. He joins me now to talk all things marathons and running to raise money for RNIB. Archie, thank you so much for joining us.
Delighted to join you, David.
So, first of all, take us back to the very beginning. How did you get involved with raising money for the RNIB in the first place?
So it really comes through the family. My son, Archie Jr., suffers from retinal pigmentosa. You know, that was discovered fairly early on in his life when he's about 3 or 4 years old. And we, through various contacts, we got put in touch with the local RNIB, certainly throughout his primary school years, but also partly a part of his secondary school education as well. The RNIB were there providing fantastic support for him personally and putting him in touch with other kids that were in a similar unfortunate position. And of course, for us as parents as well, it was great to have that network of people in similar situations. So I really wanted to give something back, and the idea was just to do the Edinburgh Marathon in 2005 and see how much we could raise. But as many marathon runners will tell you, you do one, it's hell, but you've got the bug. That's kind of how it unfolded.
I was going to say, it must have been pretty great support for you to then dedicate the next 20 years fundraising. How was that first marathon?
Awful. I had shin splints in the training for it about a month or so before the race, which was in June 2005. It set in pretty badly. And I suppose in hindsight, I should never have done the race, because clearly running 26 miles with shin splints, you're only going to do yourself damage. And indeed, I didn't run again for about 12 months thereafter. I had to get an x-ray to see if I got a stress fracture in my leg, because it was so painful afterwards. On top of all that as well, hit the wall, which is a well-known expression amongst marathon runners. Basically, you run out of energy. It was just one massive struggle to get to the finishing line. I think my wife and son were waiting for me at the end, and I was about an hour and a half behind my estimated time, and they were all for kind of packing up and going home by the time I stumbled into view. So yeah, horrendous. Somehow I decided to stick with it.
Stick with it. You did. 20 years on, you're still doing it, still running marathons. Obviously in those 20 years, it's gotten much, much easier. Do them as you get used to it, and your training will have changed over the years as well. What do you think that you now would say to 20 years ago, you setting out on their first marathon with shin splints?
just don't do it. I mean, for example, this year, the 20th marathon was actually supposed to be in London in April. Not directly related to the running, but I am prone to lower back problems. So I got sciatica following on from that, and I had to withdraw from London about a month or so before. And there was a part of me that said, well, I mean, maybe I could just walk London to complete the 20th marathon. But yeah, 20 years older and slightly wiser, I just said, no, that is just, that's ridiculous. Just don't even try it. So yeah, there is a certain point which you realise it's foolhardy to try and run with an injury. That said, I mean, when you get a place in the marathon, especially like London, it's such a fantastic event, and you know, the support you get if you're running on behalf of the RNIB from the RNIB volunteers, it's amazing, and you wouldn't want to miss it for anything. So there was a part of me that was really sad. The judgment was that I couldn't run it, and I did Lisbon in Portugal in October, which was great, but there was no kind of support team there, so it was a different experience, and yeah, just not quite the same.
So with you now having run your 20th marathon, how much in total have you raised for RNIB over the years?
As we speak, we're standing at about 26,600-27,600. I mean, it's one of these things, it just grew over a period of time, that I'll keep on fundraising for the RNIB. And then gradually, over a period of years, this thought came into the head that a marathon's 26.2 miles, obviously, and wouldn't it be nice if I could hit a total of £26,200. So, you know, in the last two or three years, that's been the target. We smashed the fundraising total by at least £400 or £500, which is just, yeah, it's a fantastic feeling.
It certainly is. Now, you've done 20 marathons in 20 years, but you're showing absolutely no signs of slowing down. What is up next for you, Archie?
I love it. And well, sometimes I curse the training, obviously, if it's raining horizontally and you're running into a gale, but it is addictive. And, you know, if I go more than a couple of days without running of some kind, I just feel that something's not right with me, and I'm itching to get out again. So I'm intending to retire, and one of the things I'm looking forward to devoting even more time to is running, training, and doing more marathons. So if I can do one a year going forward, that'd be great. If I can do two in a year, fantastic. But I think I'm of a mind now that as long as the legs are willing and I'm stay free of injury and generally in good health, just carry on. Why should I stop? You see stories of runners in their 70s, obviously a very small set of runners, male and female, go on into their 80s. So if you're blessed with the good fortune to live that long, are still in reasonable health, why not? One of the things you can do, obviously, you're obviously getting slower, but you can still try and set a good standard within your age group. And that's what I try and do.
You're here. Well, fantastic stuff. Archie McGregor, marathon runner, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio, sharing your story with us, and for raising over £26,000 for the RNIB.
Been a pleasure. Thank you.